Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We are going to try to finish up the series we've been doing on challenges to moving in the supernatural gifts. I'm still getting really great questions, but a lot of them we've really addressed previously, and I really want to encourage you to spend some time and go back over the rest of this series and see if your questions aren't answered that way first. And then you're always free to drop me a line, and I will get back with you as soon as I can if it hasn't already been addressed. The point is that a lot of these things aren't going to be answered with a yes or no, this is how you do it. It's more like I want to be giving you the tools and you create your relationship with God. This is one of our emphasis in this approach that we're not looking for right and wrong, good and evil. It's all about relationship, hearing from God, and letting Him work those things out in your life. If there are things that need to change, well, where there are things that need to change, that's between you and Him. So much of what we try to change is really just Him getting our attention. And Him, God wanting you to rely on Him for direction, confidence, encouragement, and change. He alone can remove your flesh. You trying to do it or trying to help Him is only going to make your flesh stronger. When you try to hurry up, when you're on crutches, and you try to speed up the healing process and throw that crutch away prematurely, you very often damage the break or the injury more than if you had just left it alone and waited till it was time for that crutch to be gone. So let God decide when it's time to remove that crutch. Let God decide, He knows, when it's time to take that cast off. And you'll make much greater movement in the right direction, in the direction He wants you to go, in the direction you want to go, by being patient and quiet and letting Him take you step by step, perhaps without you even knowing where you're going. So be patient with yourself. Be patient with God. And be patient with others. We're all in process. We're all on the way. And we're also to enjoy the ride. Your day today is the only day you're going to have like this. And God has gifts and mysteries for you throughout the day, which is one of the reasons He wants us to increase our vision, our awareness of His presence, is so that we can enjoy the surprises that He has laid for us throughout the day. So getting back to the challenges in moving in the supernatural gifts. And next we are going to be getting into how to minister in the supernatural gifts. And so hopefully these challenges will have made an impact that you may be able to see certain things that you do or others do and take that as God giving you a little indication. This is something he's going to want you to work on as we move forward in actually learning to minister. And by minister, really all I mean is giving out, sharing with others what God has shared with you. So it's not about what you've learned or what your skills or levels or blessings or gifts are, but sharing with others what God has shared with you. So as he shares with you, he will stir up. His very presence will excite a particular aspect of himself in you, and in turn a supernatural aspect of your soul will respond to spirit. And part of that awareness of that stirring will be not only to receive it for yourself, but to share it with others, which is why we've been looking through the challenges, so that we can keep this in a healthy perspective. We don't want to get caught up in it, but we don't want to ignore it. We want to respond to what God is doing in our lives and just say thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. And one question that keeps on coming up is, and we'll talk about this at a better, at an appropriate time, is what do you do, you know, when your word is rejected? And just, this is a reminder, you're going to be rejected on a regular basis, whether you minister or not. Rejection is part of our life. There are two kinds of people, those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. It's not that we need to go out and look for rejection, but don't take it personal, unless it's personal, sometimes it is. But evaluate it, go ahead and let it hurt, but then move on. Don't let it linger. And we've talked before about recognizing a wound, and we'll get into that again, I'm sure. Things come and go around and around. We talk about everything all the time. So, but getting back to these challenges, one of our big challenges that we have in learning how to move in the supernatural gifts is simply a lack of knowledge. Now, gaining the knowledge of the Lord is actually simple. It's not easy because it will cost everything. It is very expensive, but it is simple. Say if I told you there were three things that you needed to do. Well, let's look at the parable of the rich man, and Jesus, you know, put his finger on, you know, what must I do to enter into heaven? And Jesus went through his list and said, one thing you have lacking, sell all that you have and give it to the poor. And the man went away despondent, because Jesus had put his finger, it had nothing to do with the wealth or the source, but he put his finger on the one thing that the man didn't want to give up, that he loved more than following Jesus. And that's what will cost us. Whatever it is that you are trying to maintain control over, or using control, using something to control getting hurt, being found out, whatever. And that's what God is going to deal with. Now, that has nothing to do with ministering in the supernatural gifts. God is going to do that because he loves you. And he wants you complete and entire. He doesn't want you to live hiding or using control. Those areas where you are insisting on controlling or keeping control, those are areas that God can't be God in your life. And in your spirit, you have already accepted the plan God has for you. So resistance is merely arguing with your own spirit. And God will not allow us to sit in misery. He has a timing and a purpose and a plan for each of us. So it's not about, okay, well, why does, you know, we could get into why does he not reveal himself to so many people, but he does to some, and on and on and on. He knows. Sometimes we get a glimpse of why. Most of the time we don't. But we know he loves them. But part of the things we have to change is beliefs. We have to change is this whole concept that if someone has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior here on this earth, they're doomed to eternal hell. That concept is a man-made concept to try to explain how God works rather than just accepting that he hasn't revealed how he does things. And this is all part of the lack of knowledge. We don't need to know how he does things. We do need to know his heart. We need to know how he does things. He does things lovingly. And we need to learn to accept that what he says truth is truth. If he says something, this is how it is. But Lord, that doesn't fit in. That's not what I've been taught. That's not what I believe. How can this be true if this is true? You know, he may not connect all your other dots. But as you start to accept God for who he is, God of everything, and that what he says is truth, you kind of have to quit arguing with him. Let him be the God. To have his mind, we will have to give up our own understanding. Understanding of ourselves, how we got here, where we're going, what we really are all about. Understanding the way God does things, his purposes and plans. And even relieving those who claim authority of any perceived responsibility. Now, this can be kind of difficult. This whole idea of leadership in the church is really upside down. You only have one authority in your spirit, and that is God. Period. There is no go-between between you and God. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. He did it 2,000 years ago. That job has been taken. It's done. It's fulfilled. Now, we function and fellowship together. So there are natural relationships and authorities. And there are even soulical, job-related, project-related, organizational-related authorities. but none of them are spiritual. And we aren't doing those in authority any favors by responding to them as if they spoke for God. God's ways are not our ways, because His is the only way. And our goal is to be able to hear and see and taste and touch and perceive His way. How is He doing things? And He wants to share it with you. It's not something you need to talk Him into doing. He wants to reveal Himself to us more and more and more. He is excited to do that. So we are learning to work with God on a need-to-know basis. If we need to know, He will tell us through whatever means He chooses. Now, it may turn out that we think we need to know, but He doesn't. And we need to let Him be the God. And if He says, no, this is where we've always got to hang up with this whole faith concept. This isn't really faith. We're trying to avoid some of those religious terms just to get them, to try to clarify what was originally intended. It's just easier to use other terms. So if God says this is the reality for you, just accept that. I want you to do this, and I'm not going to tell you why. Okay, Lord. But wait a minute. You know, aren't I supposed to, you know, follow this? Isn't it the pleasure of the king to search out the treasure? If the Lord says so. If He says, now wait a minute, you're being distracted by trying to get this other information. Just focus on what I've told you to do. Yes, Lord. There's going to be times when He says, no, I want you to, I have a treasure here for you, but you're going to have to work for it. Then we pursue. A lot of times we get caught up and tripped up by our desire to understand everything, to know everything. So as we get to know God and we overcome our lack of knowledge of Him by knowing Him, then our lack of knowledge of other areas isn't important. We don't need to understand how when we pray for one person, they are instantaneously healed. But no matter what we do for the other person, they aren't healed. Sometimes He's going to tell us. A lot of times He's not. And we just have to accept. That's the way He does things. I love as Jesus was walking on this earth, He healed people and He walked by others. And He spit in some people, in the dirt for some people, made new eyes, and others He just spoke a word and they were raised off their sickbed. He did things differently each time. Because there is no pattern, He is the pattern. Being in relationship with Him is the pattern. Being taught by Father is the pattern. So that's the pattern we want to repeat. He learned obedience through the things He suffered. Oh, we don't want to go through that. We just want to be taught, figure out how to do things, do it real hard, have control over it, and then have a ministry or whatever. Then everything will be perfect. Everything will be fine. Life will be hunky-dory because we'll be in the center of God's will. Not so much. So, lack of knowledge of God, who He is and how He does things. It's not lack of knowledge about how the Spirit works, how the supernatural realm works. He may or may not teach us that. But focus on knowing God. That is eternal life, focusing on Him, and all these other things will be added unto you. So next is a tough subject. We're just going to go through it a little bit here, but And down the road, we're going to go into it quite a bit. But if you do have any questions as we go through this, feel free to drop me a line. And that's the demonic interference. So that as we are ministering, you recognize that there's interference there. You're not alone. There's something trying to keep you from ministering in the supernatural gifts or learning. And one thing to remember, this doesn't just happen when you are ministering to someone else. Demonic interference can happen at any given time. Now, we're not all, you know, boogie-woogie about, you know, demons all over the place. But they are. But basically, they fall into two categories. Those that you have authority over right now, and those that you will have authority over as soon as God gives you that authority, because of a wound or a legal reason that you don't have authority. God doesn't have any trouble with any of these demons. And in your spirit, you don't either. And they are here to give us an opportunity to learn how to overcome them. And that's it. They serve God's purpose 100%. They are not in defiance of God. God made them to do what they are doing. He is well pleased with them. So I know you're good. I'm going to hear from some of you on that, and please feel free. But let's talk about specifically in the supernatural gifts, as we're ministering out of the gifts, how do we handle demonic interference? So until, though, we are living in complete and utter dependence on Christ and receiving his life fully into our lives, where we are spirit, soul, and body complete, entire, and one, we will be susceptible to attacks and interference from the enemy. I can guarantee you he will stick his nose into your training, especially if you're beginning to enjoy freedom and gaining confidence and knowing God. He knows that it does not take long to learn to wield these weapons against him and his plots if we are depending on the Lord for training. When you start depending on God, you become a threat to the devil's kingdom. So he will set up individual yet predictable roadblocks to your becoming comfortable and accustomed to letting the Spirit have his way through your spirit and through your soul. He knows what roadblocks, what stumbling blocks, what barriers work for you. Now, what's interesting is he's not all that creative, and he doesn't really need to be, because for as long as there have been human beings on the earth, however long you think that is, he's been around. And all he has to do is figure out, he's got a list of tactics. And he'll just try each one of them on you until one of them works. And then he'll just keep using that one. Whether it's anger, you know, sparking anger, or, you know, whatever. We'll go through these some other time, specifically how he works. But just recognize that, in a sense, it's a way of knowing that you're on the right track, that you are starting to come up against the demonic interference. He's setting up those roadblocks to interfere with your progress, because he knows that once you are available to God, you'll be going after him. You'll be going after his interference in your life and in those around you. While you're just going to church, while you're just worshiping God, reading your Bible, being a good little Christian in a good little church, in a good little teaching, you're no threat to him. But when you start letting him flow through you, he's got a problem. So the roadblocks and hindrances will often coincide with the strengths and weaknesses of our temperament. So he just tries different things, and he'll find a couple that work with your temperament, which will also greatly determine the location of your wounds and the lies you believe. This is why they work. It's because they work. When the devil starts whispering lies into your ears, he whispers about things you already believe. Nobody loves you. Don't even say that. It's going to be rejected. Why even try? Oh, you can do this better than anybody else. You should be the leader in this church. You should start your own ministry. You can do this so much better than anybody else. Whatever it is, he whispers. He pushes those buttons related to lies you already believe. He touches and provokes those wounds that haven't been healed yet, that you're trying to protect, that already hurt. This is one of the things when we are under attack, you know, what God, it's just an attack from the devil. And then we go after the devil. That's not how to handle it in most cases. And we have to find out from God. He's going to be the one to teach us how to handle each attack. But most of the time, we're being attacked because there's a wound. And the way to get rid of the attack is to get the wound healed. And so this is one of the reasons God lets those attacks happen. Because he wants the wounds healed. So as we seek the Lord for healing and for training, he will direct the battle with unrelenting precision. He knows where he wants to take you, where he wants you to go. We will succeed and enjoy ourselves as well. Remember, we have nothing to fear from the demonic, but in him we are already overcomers and mighty men of valor. Your battles have already all been won in the spirit. Our problem again is we don't live yet in the spirit. We are still, most of our existence is in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. God has a timing for that too. So next week, we will finish up this series, and we're going to talk then about ministering in an unsafe environment. And a lot of that is being able to make mistakes. But then we will begin talking about actually how to minister in the supernatural gifts. And before we start that, this week, I want you to, again, spend some time with God and think back on this past series. Review it. Listen to them if you need to. Lord, is there anything that you want to talk to me about? Take notes from what he says. Is there an area that you're going to teach me something, or a wound that needs to be healed, or an area where I need to take authority over an enemy? Remember, you have three enemies: the world system, your own flesh, your own crutches, your own lies that you believe, and then the devil and the demons. Really, the world system and the devil and the demons, sometimes I think the devil is the easiest thing to overcome because he's the most obviously wrong. We sometimes accommodate the enemies of the world system, which is like peer pressure. And, of course, we all love our flesh. We wouldn't have it if it wasn't serving a purpose. but we'll continue there, finish up next week. We'll just spend some time with him and ask him if there's an area that he wants to spend time teaching you, an area to focus on moving forward. Let him take you to your past. See if there's something that in the past he's put a hunger or a thirst in, and now maybe he wants to stir it up again. And in fact, that's my ask. I'm asking the Lord right now to stir up in all of us that area that he wants to draw us into ministering in the supernatural gifts. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Until next week, have a great evening.